आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। लोकसभा टू टेक अप वुमेन्स रिजर्वेशन बिल फॉर कंसिडरेशन एंड पैसेज टुडे। Women celebrities and achievers hail introduction of Women's Preservation Bill in the lower house. Centre launches three game-changing initiatives for farmers focusing on agri-credit and crop insurance. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Conference of National Human Rights Institutions of Asia-Pacific region in New Delhi today. Strong 6.2 magnitude earthquake hits New Zealand. And in sports, India to take on South Korea and wins volleyball at Asian Games in Hangzhou, China. The Lok Sabha will today take up the Women's Reservation Bill for consideration and passing. It seeks to provide one-third reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will move the 128th Amendment Bill 2023 in the House to further amend the Constitution of India in this regard. This bill was introduced yesterday on the first day of proceedings of the Lok Sabha in the new Parliament building. The legislation will be officially called as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The bill will provide one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha, state assemblies as well as Delhi Assembly. Introducing the bill, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, once the bill is passed, the number of seats for women in Lok Sabha will increase to 181 from 82.
प्रस्तुत करते हुए मुझे अपार हर्ष और गर्व की अनुमति हो रही है। यह सदन नारी शक्ति को लोकसभा में 33% भागीदारी देने का साक्षी बनेगा। हर क्षेत्र में चाहे वो अंतरिक्ष हो, सेना हो, पुलिस हो, खेल जगत हो, उद्यमिता हो, व्यवसाय हो, साहित्य हो, कला हो, महिलाएं प्रभावशाली नेतृत्व करके देश को गौरवान्वित कर रही है।
अर्लियर स्पीकिंग इन द लोकसभा, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी urged the members to open the doors of opportunities for women. He said, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam will further strengthen Indian democracy.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke madhyam se hamara loktantra aur majboot hoga. Main desh ki mataon, behnon, betiyon ko Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke liye bahut bahut badhai dunga. मैं सभी माताओं, बहनों, बेटियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं कि हम इस बिल को कानून बनाने के लिए संकल्पबद्ध है।
प्रोसीडिंग्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट बिगैन इन द न्यू बिल्डिंग यस्टरडे ऑन द सेकंड डे ऑफ द स्पेशल सेशन। द न्यू पार्लियामेंट बिल्डिंग हैज बीन डेजिग्नेटेड एज द पार्लियामेंट हाउस ऑफ इंडिया, व्हाइल द ओल्ड पार्लियामेंट हाउस हैज बीन रीनेम्ड एज संविधान सदन। Talking about the new Parliament building in the Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Modi said, its grandeur glorifies modern India and the sweat of the country's engineers and workers is invested in it.
30,000 से ज्यादा श्रमिक बंधुओं ने परिश्रम किया है इस भव्य व्यवस्था को खड़ी करने के लिए। मैं उन श्रमयोगियों का नमन तो करता ही, लेकिन एक नई परंपरा का प्रारंभ हो रहा है, इसका मुझे अत्यंत आनंद है। इस सदन में एक डिजिटल बुक रखी गई है, जिस डिजिटल बुक में उन सभी श्रमिकों के पूरा परिचय रखा गया है, ताकि आने वाली पीढ़ियों को पता चलेगा कि हिंदुस्तान के किस कोने से कौन श्रमिक ने आकर के इस भव्य इमारत को, यानी उनके पसीने को भी अमरत्व देने का प्रयास इस सदन में हो रहा है।
In his speech, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla urged members to keep the high dignity and prestige of the house.
विश्व के सबसे बड़े संसदीय लोकतंत्र होने के नाते हमारी जिम्मेदारी और बढ़ जाती है, इसलिए आवश्यक है कि हमारी संसद हर एक मुद्दे पर चर्चा करे, सार्थक सकारात्मक दिशा दे, कानून बनाते समय सारगर्भित चर्चा हो, सकारात्मक के साथ चर्चा हो, ताकि हम देश को और अधिक समर्थ बना सकें।
Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said, a revolutionary step has been taken by the Narendra Modi government with the introduction of the Women's Reservation Bill.
नए संसद भवन की भी बधाई देशवासियों को और मेरी मातृशक्ति को, देश की महिलाओं को। तो देश की आधी आबादी है, अब सत्ता में 33% भागीदारी महिलाओं की होगी। मुझे खुशी इस बात की कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी एक ऐसा राजनीतिक दल है जहां पर भारतीय जनता पार्टी अपने संगठन में भी महिलाओं को रिजर्वेशन देती है।
Women celebrities and achievers who visited Parliament hailed introduction of Women's Reservation Bill. Actress Kangana Ranaut termed it a historic day for the nation and the women of the nation. She thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for opening up new avenues for women, saying that, "We also see women in more active roles like Army and the Air Force." Actress Isha Gupta, who was also present at the Parliament, said, "It is a very progressive thought, as this bill will give equal powers to women and it is a big step for our country." Fashion designer Reena Dhaka said, "It is a big victory for the women of the country, as there was a very marginal representation of women, although they formed an equal part of our country and society." She also thanked Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur for inviting women achievers to Parliament to witness the introduction of the bill. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The centre has launched 3 game-changing initiatives for farmers focusing on agri-credit and crop insurance. These are Kisan Rin Portal, Ghar Ghar Kisan Credit Card, and the Weather Information Network Data Systems. Speaking on the occasion in New Delhi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India owes great indebtedness to its farmers. She said, "During COVID lockdown, it was rural India, the farming community and the agricultural sector that kept the country going." Ms. Sitharaman said, "They ensured food safety for the country and rural India gave comfort to the economy." She said that this portal will provide real-time information on how many people are benefited from the services. The minister also ensured the support of banks to make this initiative a success. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Narendra Singh Tomar said, "Every year, the central government supports the KCC initiative with approximately 20 lakh crore rupees." He said, "Kisan Rin Portal will bring transparency and fast-paced financial aid to farmers. The Kisan Rin Portal is a digital platform that offers a comprehensive view of farmers' data, loan disbursement specifics, interest subvention claims, and efficient agriculture credit. The Ghar Ghar Kisan Credit Card campaign aims to achieve universal financial inclusion, ensuring that every farmer has unhindered access to credit facilities. The Weather Information Network Data Systems, WINS, leverages advanced weather data analytics to provide stakeholders with actionable insights on weather." President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Conference of National Human Rights Institutions of the Asia-Pacific region at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The 2-day conference will celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights and 30 years of National Human Rights Institutions and the Paris Principles. It will also hold a sub-theme on the environment and climate change. Additionally, the National Human Rights Commission India will also organize a seminar on business and human rights. The event aims to ensure that businesses prioritize human rights and environmental sustainability in their operations. The chairman of the University Grants Commission, M. Jagdish Kumar, has announced that Common University Entrance Test for Postgraduate Program, CUET-PG, for the academic year 2024-25 will be conducted from the 11th to the 28th of March next year. He also informed that CUET-UG will be conducted from the 15th to the 31st of March, May next year. He said the entrance tests will be conducted by National Testing Agency, NTA, and the results will be declared within 3 weeks of the test. The Joint Entrance Examination, JEE Main Examination, will be conducted in 2 sessions in the year 2024. The first session of JEE Main will be held between the 24th of January and the 1st of February, while the second one will be from the 1st to the 15th of April. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG, will be conducted on the 5th of May 2024, and UGC National Eligibility Test Session 1 will be held from the 10th to the 21st of June next year. In Punjab, the Kartarpur Sahib corridor, located on the Indo-Pak international border at Dera Baba Nanak town in Gurdaspur district, is providing free facility to pilgrims to visit Gurdwara Sri Darbar Sahib in Pakistan. This corridor was opened in November 2019 on the 550th Prakash Purab of the first Sikh Guru Sri Nanak Dev. We have a report.
The Gurdwara Sri Darbar Sahib is situated in Shakargarh Tehsil of Narowar district in Pakistan and is just about 4 kilometers away from the Indian side. In last 22 months from November 2021 till August of this year, more than 1,52,000 pilgrims have visited Gurdwara Sri Darbar Sahib. The maximum about 12,000 pilgrims went in April this year, while the lowest number was about 2,500 in November 2021. India doesn't charge any kind of fee from the pilgrims, while Pakistan charges a fee of $20 from each pilgrim. Sheshu Sharma Shantar, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
A powerful earthquake of magnitude 6.2 struck the South Island of New Zealand at 9:14 hours local time. The epicenter of the earthquake has been reported to be 11 kilometers below the Earth's surface, 124 kilometers west of Christchurch. According to GeoNet website, around 15,000 people are reported to have felt the earthquake. The quake created panic and people rushed out of their homes. Preliminary reports suggest there is no tsunami warning and no report of damages on the New Zealand mainland. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for major reforms in global institutions, including UN Security Council, to be able to address modern challenges. In his inaugural speech of the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly debates, he urged redesigning international financial architecture so that it becomes truly universal and serves as a global safety net for developing countries in trouble. Mr. Guterres has also called for urgent action to combat climate change, including providing resources to developing countries to establish green energy sources. India will take on South Korea in Asian Games volleyball at Hangzhou, China today. India men's team kicked off their campaign with a thumping victory over Cambodia yesterday. The three-time Asiad medalists defeated the lower-ranked side 25-14, 25-13, 25-19 in their first group encounter. The women's team will take on North Korea in its opening match in Pool A on September the 30th. Indian men's volleyball team has won 3 medals at the Asian Games so far, 1 silver and 2 bronze. The women's team is yet to finish on the podium at the continental event. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. Quota bill seeks to give women 1 in 3 seats in Lok Sabha and assemblies, headlines the Hindu Business Line. Conceived in 1996, bill comes to life, writes Hindustan Times. Trudeau accuses Indian agents of killing Khalistani terrorists. India hits back at Canada PM amidst tit-for-tat expulsions, writes the Asian Age. Trudeau unleashes Khalistanis on India, reads the top headline in the Pioneer. Anantnag gun battle ends after 7 days, 2 terrorists killed, mop-up drive is on, writes the Times of India. The Statesman, quoting the State of the Economy report by RBI, writes that the Indian economy is gaining strength and inflation is to slide down further in September. Karnataka High Court has suggested minimum age for using social media, if not outright banned, reports in the Sun Times. And finally, the Indian Express quotes the first ever report by WHO on global impact of hypertension to reveal that only 37% Indians with high blood pressure diagnosed and only 30% get treatment. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha to take up Women's Reservation Bill for consideration and passage today. Women celebrities and achievers hail introduction of Women's Reservation Bill in the lower house. Centre launches 3 game-changing initiatives for farmers focusing on agri-credit and crop insurance. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Conference of National Human Rights Institutions of Asia-Pacific region in New Delhi today. Strong 6.2 magnitude earthquake hits New Zealand. And in sports, India to take on South Korea in men's volleyball at Asian Games in Hangzhou, China. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.